I'm in Exeter, and I'm in the company of Tony Lethbridge, who is an Exonian. Is that what you call
it? An Exonian, yes, born and bred.
Fantastic. And it's really thanks to him and his wonderful book called Exeter that I'm here at all, because having read it, I started to fall in love with the place, and I've never been here, and I very rarely come down to Devon at all, as my lovely listeners know. So I'm absolutely overwhelmed. And one of the amazing things about this place is there is so much history that sort of just wants to grab you by, well, by the ankles, really. And oh, there we are. Look at that. What perfect timing.
It's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock outside the cathedral bells. Tony, you're very kindly taking me on a little sort of amble round.
It's my very great pleasure.
Tell us, first of all, where we're starting our little walk.
We're actually in the cathedral close. There's the cathedral yard and there's Cathedral Green, but the close is the row of houses which are the home to the cathedral clergy and also the Devon and Exeter Institute, which is right in the middle. We're actually standing outside. This is the Canon Treasurer's house. This, I think now, they chop and change a lot. I think this is the Bishop of Crediton's house, and that's the cathedral organist. Now, that is the... used to be the Archdeacon of Exeter's house. I'm not quite sure what it's known now. But if you notice, that stone is different to all the other, and the tiles are a different colour.
Ah, now, I mean, one thing I've noticed is this sort of very sort of reddy, browny colour that Exeter seem to have that we don't have in Worthing. And we're in, this is very old, an old cobbled street that we're on.
Indeed.
With a gully in the middle where who knows what was washed down there in medieval times.
Well, this is local stone. This is from the hill of Rougemont on which the castle is built. Red Mount. So it's red stone.
Right.
But if you look at this house at the end, it's much more modern.
Yeah, ah. So it's attached to it?
It's post-1945.
Oh, is it?
Because the original house was bombed.
And
this
that's something
house was destroyed, yes.
That's something that we should also mention, and I'm sure it will come up time and time again. But particularly when you look at Tony's book, there is some fantastic old pictures, and you think, oh, it's, and even pictures sort of in the early 1900s, and you think, oh, it's going to be, you know, so much of these old wonderful buildings are going to look at. And then the war came, and Mr. Hitler had a plan, and you had this sort of short-term blitz, which did dreadful things.
Yes, we had three nights of bombing. We had, altogether, we had 17 raids on Exeter over the period. But the worst ones were the Baedeker raids in May 1942, when virtually the whole of the centre of the city was destroyed. And a lot of the ancient splendour was gone, mainly the Georgian Bedford Square, which was quite magnificent,
yeah,
and which really could have been saved because it was burnt out, but the council in their wisdom at the time thought it was safer to knock it all down before it fell on someone. But I think it could have been restored. But where we are standing now is actually directly in line with the stick of bombs, because the this house behind us was destroyed, and the other side of the cathedral you can just see the top of the south tower.
Yes.
Well, one of the bombs actually hit a chapel on the other side.
Oh, right.
And fortunately, everything had been stripped out. The medieval bishop's chair had been dismantled. A lot of the glass had been taken away. But the chapel was blown in, and there was a hole in the wall, which has been restored. And the king and the queen came visiting, and the king picked up a piece of the bomb and said we could send that back to them. And the fins of the bomb are actually still preserved in the cathedral. They picked it up and still got it. But it was very fortunate that it could have been very, very much worse.
Yes.
But
when you see what there is still here standing, and of course with preservation
wonderful
orders,
yes,
and everything else are all over the place, you know, there's still plenty to see.
Oh, there's a tremendous amount to see.
And it's just so awe-inspiring.
Well, sadly, it's not exploited. You read of York and
yes,
other places where you go to see this wonderful English heritage. I mean, just look at that door behind you.
I know. Now, Now, this row of houses, you say, so they're all for the sort of the important clergy and members of the church, the cathedral here, and we're looking at this. Well, it's sort of got this circular sort of Saxon style door.
Yes.
But with this amazing ornate, I assume that's all wood, isn't it?
Yes, it's all wood.
Carved
that,
wood.
The whole door will open. I mean, they use the just the ordinary door
within
in the middle of it. But there's a courtyard behind there. Courtyard, yes, with a lot of greenery, and the entrances to the houses are actually off the courtyard.
Gosh.
But it's.
It's absolutely stunning. And where would you see that? You don't have that in Worthing, I'm afraid to say.
I take your word on that. I don't know Worthing enough.
I mean, we have our own, little unique little things, of course. But, I mean, this is what makes coming to different towns and cities so interesting, because if everything was the same and made from the same sort of coloured stone, you just wouldn't want to travel. But that's the great thing about coming around to different places is there's so much to see. And I did a little walk on my own, and there's the cathedral school, the red bricks cathedral school.
Now, that's part of the cathedral school, their whole house.
We have a very similar red brick style building in Worthing, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Sion School in Worthing, and it's very similar the way it's got the wall around it, and then that sort of Victorian sort of brick with the black brick inlaid. Very similar. So
it's quite extraordinary how you come across things like that, I think. Now here you are. You've got a real piece of ancient Exeter here. You have Anglo-Saxon earthworks there, which is the only section left. That is the back of the city wall.
Right.
But that is part of Athelstan's earthworks. So we're talking what?
10th century?
800. Yes, I think it's 800.
So these were the original defence, mm-hmm. defences before the...
This was after the Romans. It's probably been thrown up higher over the Roman earthworks. The Roman earthworks had a palisade on the top.
Right.
But they were taken away. The Romans, when they marched out, the Second Legion,
yes.
they went over to Wales. And they took the palisade with them. They weren't going to leave their wood
for the
locals to use for firewood.
Well, absolutely. It would be a complete waste. But it is interesting, we were talking about that, how when the Romans went and the Anglo-Saxons came in, they kind of just poo-pooed everything.
Absolutely. It went to rack and ruin. We have a magnificent... Roman bathhouse. I mean, I think we're not far off what would have been the Basilica, the centre of the Roman city. But the bathhouse is quite magnificent from what has been uncovered so far. In fact, the city bank stands on part of it, and the high street is on another part. So we will never, ever see the whole thing uncovered.
No, shame.
But it's just extraordinary.